And now the U.S. President Donald Trump has spoken highly of his Republican Party's performance in midterm elections, and that's despite losing a majority to Democrats in the House of Representatives.
This election marks the largest Senate gains for a president's party in a first midterm election since at least President Kennedy's in 1962. There have been only four midterm elections since 1934 in which a president's party has gained even a single Senate seat. As of now, we picked up, it looks like three. Could be four. Perhaps it could be two. But we picked up a lot.
Trump added the gains were the result of his administration's policies that have been popular with the people. He blamed the Senate Democrats' handling of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh's hearings for their setback in the Senate. He, however, noted that his party will work hard with them to boost the country's infrastructure and health system. All 435 seats in the House were up for grabs, and Democrats gained just enough seats to secure their majority, but they lost in the Senate, where Republicans kept their control. Joining us now out of Washington, D.C. is Mr. Michael Springman, former U.S. diplomat. Hello, Mr. Springman. Pleasure to have you back on the program. Donald Trump is, you know, it seems like he's very happy with the results of the fact that they got a couple extra Senate seats there. Is that more important than the fact that he lost the House?
No, it's not. And if Trump had campaigned on, or the Democrats for that matter, had campaigned on the basis of the war in Yemen by the Saudis, the Saudi government's murder and disappearance of citizens, if they had campaigned against the forever war in Syria and Iraq and the other Arab and Muslim countries, then there would have been decided gains. As it stands, the Republicans picked up a couple of seats in the Senate. There are three apparently races still undecided. There's something like 27 House seats still undecided. And the Democrats hold a slim majority there, maybe four seats at the moment. So it's not a victory for anybody. And the great tidal wave of Democrats rolling over Congress that was predicted for months by the mainstream media has really failed to produce much more than a ripple in the shoreline. So I think that Trump's praising of this is totally irrational and out of touch with reality. He, in fact, was on television today in Washington. I caught a bit of a newscast where he was condemning the Republicans who lost for losing. He singled out Barbara Comstock in Northern Virginia. And in her case, her opponent, Jennifer Wexton, had said, well, she is Barbara Trumpstock. She supports Trump all the way. And I think that's why they lost the seats that they did, because they supported Trump and Trump's policies.
Okay, and now before we let you go, losing the House, how will this now impact the rest of his presidency?
Well, to date, the Republican Congress and the Republican president have not achieved much except to create an uproar and a tweet storm with the idea of a divided Congress with the Senate in the Republicans' hands and the House in the Democrats' hands. You're going to get lit. There's going to be a lot of argument. There's going to be a lot of investigations. There's going to be a lot of publicity. But in actual fact, nothing will be accomplished. We'll have another continuation of the Mueller probe for 18 months, which has produced nothing except a lot of talk. So all we've got is complaints about this and complaints about that. And the Democrats will not take any action on the Americans' pressure on Iran, the American sanctions on Iran, or the sanctions on Russia. It's going to be basically a propaganda machine running day and night.
Thank you for joining us and your perspective out of Washington, D.C., Mr. Michael Springman, former U.S. diplomat.